I'm here with John Champion. We've just watched Manchester City beat Tottenham 1-0. Wasn't the greatest game, John, but what does the game tell us about the title credentials of the two sides?
Well, I think we know about Manchester City's credentials, don't we, really, that they are the team to beat. They're the gold standard in the Premier League at the moment. Tottenham, I just think, are a level or so below. The reasons for that are widely documented. The fact that they didn't buy in the summer, which was unheard of. The first time since the transfer window was introduced in the summer period that a major side had gone through without making any purchases at all. And the only side across the top five European leagues not to buy in the summer. So they do have certain limitations. Some of them are financial with the move to the new stadium, but it does mean that the same players are being asked to go to the well time and time again. And for that reason, I can't see them sustaining any sort of meaningful title challenge over 38 games. I think they'll have their days. They'd have hoped to have had one today and really troubled Manchester City. They didn't manage that on a slightly awkward surface. So I think we didn't learn a great deal more than we already knew, that Manchester City are the side to beat and that Tottenham, really their ambition has to be top four rather than top one.
So let me ask you about two teams we didn't see tonight, and that's the rivals of the two. Obviously, Arsenal are suddenly gunning after, coin a phrase, after losing two games that look good.
Yes.
And people are talking about Liverpool's credentials. How do you feel about either of them challenging City?
I think Liverpool are the side that could. Rather than Arsenal, I would say Chelsea were the next in line, because I just think they will be fairly relentless under Maurizio Sarri. But Liverpool are the ones with a bit of flair, the ones that have a proven track record of beating Manchester City. And if they can do that in the second half of the season, that could make the title race distinctly interesting. And of course, we don't yet know the demands of the Champions League for those two sides and their squads. So that's another factor that has to be put into the mix before you come to any firm decision. So if I was looking at the top end of the Premier League at the moment, I would have Manchester City as the most likely champions. Liverpool as the most meaningful challengers. Chelsea probably after that. And then Tottenham or Arsenal. Or possibly Manchester United if Mourinho stays and gets them going. But at this stage, yes, Arsenal have been a pleasant surprise. You did ask about them. I just think they've got three really tricky fixtures between now and December the 5th. And after they've played those games, I'd be more willing to make a judgment on them because they've played an awful lot of the, with respect, make-weights of the Premier League. And they've been the flat-track bullies. They've had win after win after win. They've played some lovely football. But can they do it against the top sides? They started the season by losing to Chelsea and Manchester City, which suggests they may still have work to do on that front.